Hansen as Wentworth goes to first and Jalen Gellings gets pushed over to second. Matt Hansen, a left-handed batter. It's a lefty-righty matchup and a quick mound visit here between the catcher and his man, Tony Torres. Ashton Zacher just trying to make sure he's in the right mindset here. And Zacher now jogging back behind home plate and looks like we are all ready to go. The Rafters have got a little bit of momentum going their way. At a shutout sixth inning, they scored two runs of their own and trying to keep that momentum up here. Tony Torres into the game and maybe he'll go two innings if he can go strong here. This first pitch high for ball number one. Hansen, though, dangerous man. He's already got a pair of hits this game. He's 2-for-4 from the plate. Both of his hits were singles. And he also stole a base and score a run this game as Mike Spears will go out to talk with Torres after just one pitch. So a little strategy talk here is they're going to give Torres a little bit of time to wind down and make sure that he's calm heading into this plate appearance, because you look at Hansen in this season, I mean, he has been great and really one of the key batters for them as well. When you look at, you know, some of the big-time pickups, he's currently riding a 7-game hit streak. Zach White warming up in the bullpen for the Dock Spiders, so we'll see if he comes into the game. And Hansen, freshman from BYU, 6'185", and his last five games, 7-for-18, and now including this one, he's 2-for-4, as this one's fouled down that left field line, so a get-right pitch from Tony Torres, but if that's straightened out a little bit more, maybe it's damage. However, flag still pushing out from left over to right field. Right across, so not friendly for a ball down the left field line. But Hansen, a lefty batter, and if he pulls it, could do some damage. That pitch just a little bit low for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. Jonathan Fitz on deck if it gets to him, but two outs and runners on first and second. A lot of options for outs. It's a 2-1 count to the designated hitter for the Dock Spiders. Pitch on the way, it's fouled back, brings it 2-2. Hansen, a native of Colorado Springs, comes over to the Northwoods League after going to BYU this past year, and he appeared in 14 games with 19 at-bats for Brigham Young. Had four hits in those 19 ABs. 2-2 counts, hit to the left side of the infield. Parker's there, not able to pick it up cleanly. And Parker with his third error of the game. Oh, man, it is a struggle right now for Eric Parker out there. And a guy who had so much hype coming into his career with the Rafters. He has really struggled out there defensively. And now the bases are loaded. E6 there sends Matt Hansen over to first base. T.P. Wentworth to second. And Jalen Gellings goes to third. And the first pitch here misses a little bit low for ball number one. Jonathan Fitz at the plate has the bases loaded with two outs in the top of the seventh. Rafters trying desperately to keep this a two-run game. Their defense now 6 errors. That's a season high. 1-0 count is just a bit outside to bring it 2-0. Fitz at the plate. He is 0-for-4 in the game, but he reached in the first on an E6. And he struck out swinging in the fourth inning. His last time up, though, he flew out to right field. 2-0 count on the way. That one's in there for a strike. Brings it 2-1. Fitz also came around to score back in the first inning when he reached. And the other at-bat was a 5-3 ground out in the third inning. And it's a little bit uncharacteristic for him, batting .318 on the year. Pitch coming on home. It's called for a strike to bring it 2-2. And I say that because I want to prepare you if he does happen to be due. But also, if Torres is able to work out of this, it would be majorly impressive. 2-2 count with the bases loaded. Pitch coming home. It misses in the dirt for ball number three and keeps it a 3-2 count. 9-7 ball game in the top of the seventh inning here at Witter Field. It's a full count with two outs and the bases loaded. And with a strikeout here, it would end the frame, keep it a two-run game. But with one swing, it could also make it a six-run Dock Spiders lead and seemingly put it away in the seventh. So a huge pitch on the way as the full count gets ready for the offering. The righty-righty matchup, it's a swing off the end of the bat towards third base. Picked up by Garcia. He'll throw to first and just in time for out number three. And that was a huge one. J.J. Garcia coming up with the 5-3 put out, and that ends the seventh inning without a run being scored by the Dock Spiders. No runs on the one hit. There was one error, and there were three runners left on base. It's 9-7 heading into the seventh inning stretch when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapid.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
It's the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Raptors got a little bit of momentum after Tony Torres left the bases loaded, getting out of the inning without a run. That's back-to-back shutout frames for the Raptors after the Dock Spiders had scored in each of the first five. So things starting to go their way. They were down 9-5 entering the sixth inning. Shutout top of the sixth. They score two runs. Shutout top of the seventh. Raptors down two here, and it brings up Madden Akko to start us off. 7-8-9 batters due up. That's Akko, Kobayashi, and Garcia for the Raptors. New pitcher out here is Zach White for the Dock Spiders. He relieves Hudson Johnson after Johnson went 3 2/3. That pitch misses inside to bring it 1-0. And Akko already reached base twice. He singled in the fifth inning his last time up and drew a walk that with the bases loaded in the third. 1-0 count coming home from White, and it's fouled back to bring it 1-1. Kobayashi on deck. He's also reached base twice, so another dangerous batter in this order. And the Raptors' offense, I mean, they've certainly been going through a lot of guys reaching base. Just trying to send them home and take back the lead. It's 9-7. 1-1 count coming home. This one popped up right side of the infield, trailing over to it, the second baseman, but it'll be the first baseman, Jonathan Fitz, who makes the catch for out number one. One up, one down in the seventh inning. Sets up Hiroto Kobayashi with the bases empty and one out. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, Jafet Martinez warming up over there in the Raptors bullpen, and wouldn't be shocked if Tony Torres came back out, although he threw 30 pitches already in the seventh inning. So they might try and go Martinez for two to close it. But this pitch misses outside to bring it 1-0. And Kobayashi up at the plate. He is 1-for-2 in the game. He's got a single from the second inning, and he grounded out 2-3 back in the fifth. That was his last time up, and this pitch coming home, that's on the outside edge, called for a strike to bring it 1-1. Now, he also drew a walk in the third inning with the bases loaded. It was an RBI, and we'll be trying to get on base for the third time today. 1-1 count is a swing and a foul ball straight to the backstop to bring it 1-2. Rafters hoping to end a two-game losing streak. They dropped their last two in a row, both against the Wausau Woodchucks, and that was after winning three in a row. 1-2 count coming home. It's fouled back. So Kobayashi's staying alive up there. He's just getting enough of it. And when you see it fouled straight back, you know that means that he is on it timing-wise. Just has to get the barrel on the bat. 1-2 count with one away as Garcia is on deck. Still looking to reach base for the first time this game, but Garcia, I mean, he's been such a big asset defensively this game. He's been one of the better defensive infielders today, and you can see the work that he put in pregame really coming through, but still trying to make it work at the plate. Kobayashi would love to give him a base runner to work with. 1-2 count. This one's to the right side of the infield. Diving over is the first baseman, but covering is the second baseman who will toss it over to the pitcher at first for out number two. Officially 4-1 in the books, and a little bit odd right there, but that's out number two, and it brings up Garcia with two away, and the base is empty in the bottom of the seventh. And the Rafters, a 9-7 game. That was the final score earlier in the year when the Rafters tried mounting a 8-run comeback. The Rafters had scored 6 runs in the bottom of the seventh here at Witter Field to make it 9-7, and then they got stuffed as the first pitch is high for ball number one, and Zach White turning up the heat with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-0 count to Garcia as White looks to deal to him. That pitch misses inside. It rolls to 2-0. And Garcia just staying patient up there and trying to stay out of his head as well. They go 0-for-3 in a game. And, well, he's had some bad luck well this season when it comes to getting hits. Seems like it leaves his bat well, but overall the numbers aren't going to show for it as this one is popped foul straight behind home plate. Brings it 2-1. If it gets there, Eric Parker is on deck. 2-1 count with two away, and the base is empty here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch coming home, it's a swing and a miss from Garcia. Brings it 2-2 with the two away. And White relieving Hudson Johnson after Johnson went 3 2/3 innings, allowing 2 runs. Both were earned on 3 hits and 4 walks. As this pitch is a little out of the strike zone to bring it 3-2. And Johnson also had 2 strikeouts with 1 hit by pitch. No wild pitches for him, though. And pitch on the way to Garcia. It's a swing and a miss for strike number 3. The Rafters go down 1-2-3 in the seventh inning as Zach White, a perfect relief inning, and it brings up the top of the eighth inning as the Rafters look to keep it a 2-run game when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
No more Tony, but on the bright side, it means that we get to see a new pitcher, and that means it's Jafet Martinez's turn. His first time in about a week as well. Both him and Tony Torres last appeared on June 7th. It's been a week, so good to see both of them out there. And Torres, he did work that pitch count up. He ended up throwing those 30 pitches in the seventh inning. His final line, he ended up going one inning pitched, didn't allow a run on one hit, no walks, two strikeouts, one hit batter, no wild pitches, six total batters faced, and threw those 30 total pitches. Leading off the top of the eighth inning, it's Landon Mensick. The 4-5-6 batters in the order are due up for the Dock Spiders. Pitch on the way from Martinez that just misses low to bring it 1-0 to Landon Mensick. And Mensick, he has four hits on the game. 4-for-4 from the plate. Every time up, he has singled. So he has been hot today. Martinez looking to retire him for the first time today. And that's in there for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count. There's a reason Mensick is batting fourth in the order. Batting just 290 entering today. That is certainly going to rise probably to the 320s would be my guess. Maybe higher. 1-1 count. This one is a swing and a miss to bring it 1-2. And that would be with the perfect 4-for-4 game. And unless he draws a walk, that would change after this late appearance. Well, I guess a hit-by-pitch could also keep it the same, and plenty of ways to make that happen. 1-2 count with nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. Mensick, the right-handed hitting right fielder against the right-hander Martinez, and gets a swing and a miss. First time that Mensick's been retired today, and it's a big one. A leadoff out here in the eighth inning. There is one away as it brings up Patrick Graham with nobody on the base paths. 9-7 ball game. Dock Spiders have the lead, and Martinez trying to work through the order here. Martinez, his last time out back on June 7th, it again wasn't too bad of a appearance for him, but it did not go the way that he had anticipated. He allowed three runs, all of them unearned, as that pitch misses low for ball number one to bring it 1-0 against Graham. That inning came against Green Bay, June 7th. He allowed one hit, no walks, struck out one batter in his one inning pitched. Pitch on the way home, gets a swing and a miss to bring it 1-1 for Patrick Graham. You look back to earlier in the season, he's had a couple of pretty good performances, recorded four outs without allowing a run back on June 3rd against Fond du Lac. Earlier in the season, he came into a bases-loaded no-out jam back in late May against Wausau. Didn't allow any to score as this one's hit over to shortstop. Parker's there, fields it cleanly. The throw over to first is in time for out number two. 6-3 on the putout there, and it brings up Miles Vandenhoevel with two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. And that has got to feel good for Eric Parker, who has made three errors this game, and he has yet to record a putout until that point. Miles Van den Heuvel up at the plate. This pitch a little outside for ball number one, and Van den Heuvel has really been struggling up at the dish. 0 for 4 in the game, but he's been putting the ball into play every time. No strikeouts in the game, despite his 0 for 4 night. 1-0 count on the way home, and this one is popped straight back and should reach out of play. It does. 1-1 count. Van den Heuvel's been doing a lot of swinging early. It was a first pitch swinging ground out back in the sixth. Saw just three pitches in the fifth inning before grounding out. Saw two pitches in the third inning before flying out. It was just that first inning when he worked a full count that he saw more than three pitches in a plate appearance. 1-1 count on the way home, and that one misses inside, so we'll see more than three this time. Base is empty with two away. It's a 2-1 count here in the top of the eighth. Van den Heuvel trying to add at least one more insurance run, despite the Dock Spiders already up two runs. This one fouled back. Keeps it a 2-2 count. On deck, Jaron Cotton, scheduled to be the batter, but it looks like a potential pinch hitter would be coming in to this situation. I believe that's Jaron Sanderson from Cal State Northridge, a teammate of Royce Clayton Jr.'s. 2-2 count to Van den Heuvel. Righty-righty matchup on the way. It's popped up right side of the infield. Over to it is Onyade, but called off by the first baseman, Akko, who will come down with it for out number three. And look at that. Clean inning. Three up, three down for Jafet Martinez, and that feels good for the Rafters as they head into the bottom of the eighth. It's still a two-run game. Rafters trying to make the comeback when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Zach White remains out there after it took him just 14 pitches to go three up, three down in the seventh inning. So we'll see if he can keep it rolling along against the Rafters, but they get to take on the top of the order. It's the 1-2-3 batters due up for the Rafters, and that's Eric Parker, Mason Onyade, and Gunnar Myro. That's who's due up for the Rafters. Eric Parker, the right-handed batting shortstop. He's looking to make it work. A righty-righty matchup. Parker, he is 0 for 2 with a pair of walks and a pair of runs scored, along with two stolen bases. First pitch on the way home. That's in there for strike number one, an 0-1 count. And Parker, back in the sixth inning, drew that walk and advanced over to second on Onyade's single. Stole third and came home after that. 0-1 count, misses outside to bring it 1-1. And Parker, a good base runner, so you don't want to let him get on the base paths. Trying to get a little bit of momentum rolling along here for the Rafters. Would love to get a leadoff base runner. It's a 1-1 count with the leadoff man up first, and That pitch misses outside to bring it 2-1. Parker entered today batting 222. Going to drop a little bit lower after this, but he's only played a few games here, having joined the team over last weekend. It was on Monday that he arrived in Milwaukee as the 2-1 count is called at the knees to bring it 2-2. And he had joined after taking the flight in. He caught the team bus right off of the plane and went over and played that first game and didn't quite go his way, but he was able to pick up a pretty big game after that. 2-2 count as this pitch comes home and misses inside. Should have been a pitch clock violation, but nothing was called there. Either way, it's a ball. I mean, that had been pitch clock at zero for a few seconds there as Eric Parker steps back into the batter's box. Parker getting ready to go. 5 seconds left on the pitch clock. On the way home with 1 second, and it misses outside for ball number four. It's the third walk drawn by Eric Parker, and it brings up Mason Onyade with a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Onyade, he represents the tying runner in the game here in the eighth inning. Now, I was talking about earlier in the game, the Rafters 1-9 when trailing after six. But when trailing after seven innings, Rafters are 0-9. Still looking for that first comeback win past the seventh. Well, they're down 9-7 entering the eighth inning, and shutout frame here, still looking for that first, and the pitch outside for ball number one to Onyade. And he is 1-for-2 in the game with a single, a pair of walks, 3 runs scored, and a stolen base. Runner on first base, this one misses outside, brings it 2-0. Lot of Rafters fans here today. It was a great night for baseball and a mound visit for the Dock Spiders as they'll have a chat with Zach White, who's still on the mound. Zach White is the guy that came in the seventh inning, went 1-2-3, but facing a little bit more struggle with his command here. Has a 2-0 count with Mason Onyade, and coaching staff kind of talking with him, making sure that he's all good to go, and they say, yeah, we're ready. And so we'll get back to work for Onyade as now the game is getting ready to go. Onyade hoping to provide some key base runners for the Rafters. And hey, the focus right now, you know, you could focus on advancing that lead runner, Eric Parker. But he could do it himself if he wants to. 2-0 count. Thought about taking off. Now steps back and just gets the lead. This one fouled back. Brings it 2-1. A 2-1 count for the left-handed hitting second baseman for the Rafters. Runner on first base is Eric Parker, and here comes the pitch on the way home. It's a little bit outside for ball number three. A 3-1 count to Onyade, and he's walked twice, so he's already shown off that plate discipline. On deck, Gunnar Myro, who's already got an RBI this game and is 1-for-2. This pitch is skied foul, straight back out of play. Rolls the count full, 3-2. Bottom of the eighth inning here, Rafters down 9-7, and a win would do wonders. Would put them just half a game behind the Dock Spiders for fourth place in the subdivision. They're trying to reach back up to 500. And they have been sub 500 since game number one. 4 games under right now. They're going to need to do a little bit of work, but the team feels better than the way that they started. And it's really because of that 3-game win streak. And, you know, I mentioned the cavalry earlier, and that's what Ziggy likes to call them. But the cavalry includes all of the players that kind of have been rolling in over the past couple of weeks. That includes guys like Andre Madunio, Eric Parker, Madden Akko, and Zach Crotchfeld, and now Gunnar Myro, who came in yesterday. 3-2 count. It's a swing and a miss from Onyade. He's not able to work on for the fourth time today. And it brings up Gunnar Myro with one away and a runner on first base. Runner on first, still Eric Parker. I'm a little bit surprised that he hasn't tried to take off just yet. He's already got two stolen bases. Might try and make it three. Righty-righty matchup as Zach White stays out there. And he's taken off now. This pitch in there for a strike. The throw on down. It beats him. Did the tag? Yeah, it did. Caught stealing of Eric Parker and a great throw from William Horner. That retires him, and Jarrell Cotton behind home plate. Well, maybe not. Can't quite tell who that is because Horner was pinch hit for. 0-1 counts, a swing and a miss to bring it 0-2 on Gunnar Myro. Either way, we'll see if I can get who the catcher is behind home plate. Looks like it might be Jonathan Fitz, who was previously at first base, but Sanderson coming in and now playing first base as that pitch misses outside to move it 1-2. And Jarrell Sanderson relieving Jaron Cotton after he was a pinch hitter for William Horner. 1-2 count on the way, and it's a little bit outside for a ball to bring it 2-2. So good plate discipline from Gunnar Myro not to offer at it. Nobody on, two away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rafters down two on the scoreboard. They've been out hit 11-5. Dock Spiders, no errors. The Rafters six, but they're still in it. But a big swing and a miss from Myro. That's the third out of the eighth inning. Once again, three up, three down for Zach White. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And it remains 9-7 heading into the ninth. Rafters got some work to do when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the ninth inning, and once again, the Rafters are utilizing a new pitcher. This time, it's Ashton Poole. Ashton Poole onto the mound. He is relieving Jafet Martinez, as Martinez had a perfect eighth inning where he threw 12 pitches, but the Rafters trying to make sure that they get their arms all in motion today. It's their sixth pitcher of the game. And the bullpen doing a strong job after Brandon Cohen. The pitch here is a swing and a miss for strike number one. As it's Jarrell Sanderson who is in for Jerron Cotton. And Sanderson, he is the guy who is at first base back in the inning before Jonathan Fitz moved behind the plate. This one in there brings it 0-2. Sanderson, this is his first plate appearance. And on deck, Jalen Gellings. Tommy Guggins is set to bat third in the inning. The breaking ball just misses low and makes it a 1-2 count. Sanderson, the first baseman now. He is a right-handed batter from Cal State Northridge, as I mentioned earlier, a native of Torrance, California. This pitch on the outside, called strike three, and they caught him looking. A big strikeout for Ashton Poole, who came onto the mound. Didn't really get to introduce him too much. Right-handed pitcher who comes on over for Iowa Central and a native of Woodbury, Minnesota. Attended East Ridge High School and a freshman there. He's looking for another good appearance. He had a nice timeout a couple days ago. First pitch on the way home is a little low for ball number one to Jalen Gellings, and that appearance a couple days ago earned him a save. It was his first save of the season. As the pitch coming home misses a bit low to move it 2-0, and wasn't necessarily the start to the season that Poole wanted. He got batted around a little bit. But against Lakeshore, one inning pitch, no runs, one hit. As that one's in the air, called for a strike, and moves it 2-1. And you look at the bullpen, and they've got a few saves this season. In total, they have five saves. Two and two count on the way, and sorry about that. We'll have to get that as it looks like our bullpen box got a little bit messed up on the saves and holds. 2-2 count on the way home is fouled down that third base line and stays 2-2. But a 2-2 count with one out. On the way home here to Jalen Gellings, and it misses outside to bring it 3-2. So a 3-2 count, nobody on the base paths, and one away in the top of the ninth inning. Pitch coming home, it's fouled down the third base line, and so now a 3-2 count yet again. And Poole that last time up, a big game for him, and he really liked seeing what he could do out there, and it felt like a game where you really needed him to shine as this one's hit up the middle, and that gets on through into center field for a one-out single. It's his fourth hit of the game. There's now two players with four hits on Fond du Lac, and even so, they're not in the clear yet. Landon Mensick has four hits, and now Jalen Gellings with four of his own. Brings up Tommy Guggins, who is 1-for-4 in the game. And Guggins, he's reached twice on errors, and or he's 1-for-3 in the game. He's reached twice on errors with a single. One of those errors was on a sacrifice bunt. Pitch on the way home is on the outside edge, called for strike number one, and Poole, the right-hander on the mound. This season, You look at Poole's numbers, and a guy whose ERA doesn't really show how he's been able to locate, especially as of late. Pitch on the way home. It's outside and not able to be picked up behind the plate by Zacher as the runner was taking off for second. So a stolen base for Jalen Gellings. And it's now a 1-1 count for Tommy Guggins. Ashton Poole on the season, 7 innings pitched. He had just 2 strikeouts entering today. Now picked up his 3rd strikeout of the season. 1-1 count on the way home. This one's a fly ball towards right field on the run. Kobayashi, he will make the catch and toss it on in to the infield. Picked up over at second base by Onyade. And there's now 2 away, even though the runner does advance over to third base. T.P. Wentworth now back up to the dish. This is his 6th plate appearance of the game, but a mound visit as Mike Spears will talk with Ashton Poole to make sure that he's ready to go. T.P. Wentworth is 1-for-4 in the game. He's got a trio of strikeouts and a 2-RBI single from the 4th inning, but he was hit by a pitch his last time up back in the 7th inning. It was the first pitch that he saw. So a big opportunity here for Ashton Poole to keep it a 2-run game. Rafters still trying to make the comeback. They were down 9-5 entering the 6th inning. They scored a pair of runs in the bottom of the 6th, made it 9-7, and it's been that score since. Shutout ball past that point, and I mean, it's thanks to some great bullpen arms. Jack Obrasky, Tony Torres, Jafet Martinez, each of them went 1 inning without allowing a run. Dock Spiders haven't scored since the 5th inning. Poole brings the glove behind his head when he throws, and that one misses outside for ball number 1. And Poole's got kind of that high glove spot. Holds the ball in there, and he steps backwards and then brings the foot forward and fouled this one off from Wentworth. 1-1 count, and it's a lefty-righty matchup as Wentworth, the left-handed batter. He picked up his first hit as a Dock Spider earlier today. This is still his first game, but he's already had 5 plate appearances. This is number 6 as that pitch misses low to bring it 2-1. And the guy from Clemson University. A native of Ripon, California. 6'6", 230. He's got a lot of power in that build. 2-1, misses inside, and now a 3-1 count and a big stop behind home plate by Ashton Zacher. It could have gotten away and would have sent home the runner from third, but instead he'll stay there. Jalen Gellings on third base. 2 outs. 3-1 count on the way from Poole, and it's a swing and a miss to bring the count full. Big time pitch from Ashton Poole. And we'll see if he can finish it off. 3-2 count with 2 away here in the top of the 9th. Pitch on the way, and it's up the middle over to Eric Parker. He slides down, picks it up, throws to first, and they got him. 6-3 just in time for the play and keeps the run from coming home. And a big-time play from Eric Parker there ends this frame. It's 9-7. The Rafters have 3 outs to make the comeback. Can they do it? We'll see when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the ninth inning about to be underway. Rafters down 9-7 here at home, trying to finish it off. It's Zach White back to work. First pitch misses outside to the left-handed hitting catcher, Ashton Zacher. Rafters trailed by four earlier in the game. They've scored two unanswered, but they still have two more to put up on the board. Zacher, a 1-0 count. That pitch a little bit low to bring it 2-0. Zacher, he is 0 for 2 in the game. Had an RBI ground out back in the sixth inning. Was hit by a pitch in the fourth and drew a walk in the first. Swings and misses at the 2-0. Bring it back 2-1. On deck, Noah Ruiz, and in the hole, Cameron Douglas. That's who's due up this inning. So the man on deck right now represents the tying runner in the ninth inning. 2-1 counts, a big swing and a miss from Zacher, and just got to put one into play and reach base safely. That's what you got to do in this spot in the game. Ashton Zacher trying to come up clutch. And the Rafters, you look at some of these games that have come down to the last moment, they haven't done well in them recently as that pitch misses outside to roll 3-2. Gunnar Gilmore warming up in the bullpen for the Dock Spiders just in case it gets to that spot. Pitch on the way home, 3-2 count. It is in there, called strike three, and Ashton Zacher goes down with the K. One out in the bottom of the ninth, not what the Rafters had anticipated. And it brings up Noah Ruiz with the one out. And Ruiz, he's reached base safely three times today, but really hoping to make it four. Douglas on deck. First pitch. This one's hit well into right center field. On the run, the center fielder. This one's at the wall, and it's out of here. Home run, Noah Ruiz. He makes it a one-run game and brings the tying runner up to bat in the bottom of the ninth. His fourth home run of the season. His third RBI of the game. And he's up to 27 RBIs on the season. A huge one here in the ninth, going opposite field with it. And it's 9-8 in the bottom of the ninth inning. And Douglas, a huge opportunity now for the Rafters. The go-ahead runner on deck, the tying runner at the plate. And Douglas He has been hitting the ball well, but yet to get the results he wants, as the first pitch is in there for strike number one. Douglas has been hitting with a ton of power. You look at his last two plate appearances. Back in the fifth inning, it was a deep, deep fly out at the wall in left field, and if the wind was pushing out, it probably would have left the park. 0-1 count. It's a swinging bunt down the first baseline. He's going to try and reach first. It's a soft toss from the pitcher, but it'll get him at first base. 1-3 on the putout. Rafters down to their last out here. And it all comes down to the last at-bat of the game once again. In games that have been decided in the last at-bat, the Rafters have lost their last five. They're 2-5 in games decided in the last at-bat this season, and really hoping to turn their tides. Madden Akko up to the plate. He's already got a single this game. He's 1-3. He also drew a walk in the third inning, but has to get on base any way possible to keep the game alive. This one up the middle, it nutmegs the pitcher, goes to second base. Derek Jeter-type throw over to first, but it can't quite get him. Infield single for Madden Akko, and the Rafters' go-ahead runner is at the plate with the tying runner on first. And a huge spot here for Hiroto Kobayashi. Kobayashi, heavy pressure on him right now, and with Akko on first, you're not really looking for him to steal too many bases. And you can't end the game on a caught stealing, I'll tell you what. So you got to be cautious, as this one's a fly ball towards shallow center field, running out the second baseman, and it's called off by the center fielder, and that will do it. Oh, man, the Rafters come up just shy yet again. They've now lost their last six games that were decided in the last at-bat. The final score here, 9-8. A one-run loss at home. They've now dropped three in a row. It's just a disappointing finish, and it comes down to those early game errors that resulted in so many runs coming across. The bullpen arms really did their best. The last four innings all shutout ball, but the Rafters couldn't quite make the comeback. Final score, 9-8. And we're going to talk a little bit more about it when we come back with the postgame show. That comes back in a couple minutes. We'll have the recap of the game, a look at the statistics and numbers, and a peek at next game for the Rafters when they head to Fond du Lac. That all comes up next on the Rafters postgame show here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. the craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kinoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, not the game that the Raptors were hoping for. Final score 9-8 as they drop it in the final at-bat. They had the go-ahead runner at the plate. The tying runner was on first base at that point in time. But Zach White, good performance from him, as White does not allow a run over his 3 innings pitched, and it was dominant out there. Sorry, he did allow one run. He allowed the one run only on the home run from Noah Ruiz, which we'll get to in a little bit. Let's go ahead and take a look back at how it happened. First inning, 2 runs come across for the Dock Spiders after an error from Eric Parker and an RBI single from Landon Mensick sent that runner from who was on third home, and then the sack fly RBI from Patrick Graham made it 2-0. Bottom of the first, the Raptors, they show off their own offense. They get an RBI single from Noah Ruiz. Top of the second inning, another run comes across for the Dock Spiders on an E5, trying to reach the runner over at first base. Went wild and sent Jalen Gellings home before Anthony Mateo was able to work out of the inning. Bottom of the second, Raptors go scoreless. Top of the third, it was another run that came across thanks to an error. Just one hit in the inning. It was a single from Landon Mensick. They tried to get him out at first. It was an E7 trying to throw him out, and he was able to advance all the way over to third base before coming home on the sacrifice fly. Bottom of the third, that's when the Raptors really started to look good. They scored 4 runs all on the line of Dylan Emmel before they pulled him from the game. There were 6 walks in the inning and a hit by pitch. They had 4 walks in a row, 4 free passes, I should say, including that hit by pitch. 3 walks, 1 hit by pitch in a row that all resulted in RBIs with the bases loaded. And they scored 4 runs in the frame. They took the lead 5-4, but that didn't last for long. Top of the fourth comes around, and 3 runs come across for the Dock Spiders. They score those 3 runs thanks to another error, this time by Eric Parker, and E6 there sent two more runs home on the RBI from T.P. Wentworth. One of them was earned, another unearned, and then one more run came across on the RBI single from Landon Mensick, and that was off of Brennan Cohen, who had checked into the game in the fourth inning, tried to shut it down, and really wasn't able to make it work. His fifth inning was a little bit better, but bottom of the fourth inning for the Rafters, still scoreless against Hudson Johnson, who had relieved Dylan Emmel, but walked two of those batters with the bases loaded. He ended, though, that third inning with a couple of strikeouts, and then, well, not a bad fourth inning. He went four up, three down to go scoreless in the fourth. Into the fifth inning we go, and Brennan Cohen still working out there. He walked a batter, allowed a single, and then an error on the sacrifice hit sent home another run, and it was an RBI for Googans, but it was two runs that came across on his sacrifice bunt, one of them thanks to the error before Cohen was able to strike out the next two. It was still two runs that came across, so at the end of the top of the fifth inning, it was 9-5, and the Rafters, they were able to score next in the bottom of the sixth inning. Neither team scored the next half innings, and bottom of the sixth, the Rafters are able to add two of their own. It was a sac fly RBI from Gunnar Miro and a grounder that ended up an RBI for Ashton Zacher. That made it a 9-7 game.